What is up, fanboys and fangirls? Welcome to another Fan Tracks, coming to you, of course, from fanboysanonymous.com. I am your host, as always, Tony Mango, joined as always by Robert E. Felice.
Dibs on Red Ranger.
Damn. I was going to say dibs on White Ranger. It's the Turbo movie instead. Dibs on Kimberly.
Oh, you got me there.
Yeah, I talk about one-upping somebody, right?
I was thinking about cool suits, and you were just thinking about birthday suits. What can you do?
Hey-o. So, that's what we're watching for this edition. We're watching Turbo, a Power Rangers movie. Now, if you check back on fanboysanonymous.com or on this channel, you will see that there are some previous episodes of Fan Tracks that are Power Rangers related. I know at the very least there are 3 episodes. I'm not entirely positive if there's 4, but if I remember correctly, the first 2 episodes of the original show are on there because we actually, Peyton and Dace and I had recorded that at a convention one time. That was kind of one of those more random things. And I believe the original Power Rangers movie, the one with Ivan Ooze, is on there. And I don't think that the newer Power Rangers movie is on there. It might be, but don't quote me on that. Anybody, go back and check out. You know, I mean, eventually you can see if you just do a search for it. And I probably should just do a search, and then that would end up making it a lot easier for this discussion. But there are, you know, all sorts of different Power Rangers type content. There's at least a Minuteman review and a review point of that Power Rangers movie. And there is me reacting to the trailer and me thinking that the main character was going to be Tommy's son back when we didn't get any information about that movie. I do see Fan Tracks number 21. We are on like 70 something or other right now. We are on 74. So that's how long ago that first Power Rangers movie Fan Tracks was. But one thing that is definitely out there, just in a little bit of a teaser kind of fashion on Fanboys Anonymous, is the Blueprint Project. And part of the Blueprint Project that I have worked on, one of the most, you can see tucked in the little left-hand corner of the word the, if you're watching this on the video kind of screen. If you're listening to the audio-only portion, obviously you can't, but Absolute Power Rangers, a Mighty Morphin Epic, is a huge chunk of the Blueprint Project, where I have been taking the entire history of the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers and then incorporating other things from other things that are like the series afterward, you know, the Zeo side of it and Power Rangers in Space and all. I have been incorporating that into a 13-part epic that is massive undertaking. And originally this is something that I know that Guest 5 sponsored this episode through the Patreon. If you don't know, go to patreon.com/fanboysanonymous, go over to the join button over there on the YouTube channel, and you can click on that. It's the same exact thing as the Patreon, you know, one way or another. You still have the pick your poison tier. Guest 5, big Power Rangers fan, has been working on a Power Rangers blueprint kind of his own as well. And he originally sponsored something for Absolute Power Rangers. Now, I don't have that set up in a way that I could take care of that this month, so I'm doing this Power Rangers thing as you know, the Turbo movie as one of the backup options for that. Eventually, down the line, I am going to do something more with this Power Rangers epic for Guest 5 to make up for that. Haven't quite decided exactly what yet. Going to have to talk to him about that, but we're going to be watching Turbo, a Power Rangers movie, a movie that I have not ever seen. Although I know what happens in the movie. And I know what happens in the movie in a way that I don't remember what happens in it. It sounds kind of stupid, but let me clarify it this way. I have read the synopsis for this at least 3 or 4 times. I have seen a few clips of it, and I've done my research to try to, you know, incorporate stuff of that into the Power Rangers epic of mine, but I've never watched the movie, and it's been about 2.5 years since I had worked on the section that I would incorporate the Turbo stuff to, so I honestly don't remember almost anything that happens here. I am assuming it is the transfer of power for them to get the Turbo powers, and it's obviously before they switch over to Carlos and TJ and, you know, the other kind of cast members and stuff. I never watched Turbo when it was out. I had actually stopped watching during the Zeo seasons. I was, you know, a Mighty Morphin Power Rangers kid. Zeo kind of was like the bleed into that, and then eventually it kind of like aged out of it, and then I was just wasn't into the Zeo season as much. Now that I, you know, I've done all this research and stuff, I've seen more of that, but Turbo was a blind spot for me, and then everything afterward is like an even more of a blind spot. When you were a kid, before we get into this movie, and Power Rangers wasn't as much of a phenomenon for you as it was for my age bracket, but what was your kind of perception of Power Rangers, and what like era were you sort of in, like the right demographic for?
The only era I care about is Morphin. Like, I remember growing up, Dino Force was a thing. I feel like maybe that was when they were in space. But the only one that I really bothered to watch or play any video games of was like OG Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. Because other than that, it gets really convoluted and too cheesy. I have wrestling for that already.
Yeah.
I don't need that.
Yeah, I mean, the things that I've seen of a lot of these other seasons, it does go past what I would do in, you know, the Power Rangers epic and stuff. Like, I adult it up quite a bit, but the Turbo stuff also was not a big thing for me, in the sense that they're just like cars. And I always thought that was kind of blah. I always liked the idea more of like the Mastodon and the Pterodactyl and all. And then it was like, oh, you get the Thunder Zords, and you've got the Ninja Falcon Zord and all that. I like that stuff a lot more than just cars and stuff. But maybe I'll end up appreciating this even more after I watch this. I know Kim's in this. And I know that Jason's in this, which is pretty neat.
I'd watch Super Sentai. Like, I would watch the OG Inspiration if somebody wanted to pay me to do so. Like,
I would at least check out an episode or two just to see how different it is. Because it's fun when you watch that and you go, oh shit, this is like drastically different sometimes.
Like, that whole thing is so interesting to me. How that phenomenon, first of all, took like 15, 20 years.
Yeah, they're using footage from way earlier than you would think.
Yeah. So I'd be very curious.
I don't know too much about the Turbo's Super Sentai equivalent either. But then again, I mean, we're talking about a season that I know very little about, all things considered. Although you will see things Turbo related in the epic. Don't worry, everybody. I'm not completely devoid of that. You're going to see things from seasons well after Hexagon and so on and so forth. But that's what we're watching today. We're watching Turbo, Power Rangers movie. And the way that the fan tracks works, in case you are brand new to this whole thing, we cannot show you the movie. That would be a copyright infringement thing. I do not want to deal with the legal headaches of that. Instead, what we're going to do is we're going to give you a countdown of 3, 2, 1, play. And when we say play, that's when you're going to hit play on the DVD or the VOD or whatever it is that you're watching this on. We are watching this on a digital copy, so that is going to be, you know, starting off with the 20th Century Fox logo, I'm pretty sure. And again, thank you to Guess 5 for sponsoring another Pick of Poison. And like I said, we're going to kind of roll back in some fashion, probably after the holidays, where I get a little bit more free time to be able to do something about the Power Rangers epic. Or maybe I'll do something that's not even on the channel, just something specifically like unlisted, and show that to Guest 5 has like a, you know, a thing on there. I haven't quite decided yet, but the Turbo movie, let me switch my graphics up here just so that you know that we are going to get started in a moment. You will see that this, reset that. I don't want to have the clock counter right now, but I am all set. If you are,
I believe I should be.
And if you aren't listening to this, ready to go, pause this, come back when you're ready, because we are going to get started here in 3, 2, 1, play. Yes, we do have the 20th Century Fox thing. I've got my subtitles on. Let's see if they're going to end up actually working correctly. I miss this 20th Century Fox thing.
I miss, yeah. A News Corp company. That's very interesting.
Such a bland ass name, right?
Yeah, News Corporation. Like,
let's see if Mariska Hargitay's in this.
Really, this is in a co-production of Saban and Toei. Interesting.
Oh, we're getting a Star Wars talking Kroll. Is this the Zordon voice? It's so weird that they're doing the Star Wars Kroll.
How weird is that? That, like, that is as iconic as it gets. You know, like, just words crawling on the screen.
I mean, they even have the ellipses at the end.
All right, what year did this come out?
This is, I believe, 1996, 97?
Wow, that's, yes, they're looking at, like, Star Wars was 20 years ago. But,
and it's 2-3 years before episode one.
That's crazy. The man with the golden.
The man with the golden bow. He's got a powerful weapon. Be great if they just killed the character off already. So they, it's even a fucking Ewok.
What is happening? Shit.
Now, I will say this, and maybe it's heresy for people that are like, "What? How can you do a big Power Rangers epic if you're going to say this?" I never liked the little, like, trolley monsters in the Power Rangers series. Anytime that it was like, oh, we've got, like, a magic creature that's going to help us out, I always hated that crap. So you're not going to see as much of that in the blueprint. Like, Mr. Tickle Sneezer, I think is the name. That is just a doll that Trini has. It's not an actual, like, troll. It's just, like, a little stuffed animal that she has. But the voice acting in these things were always so cheesy and so great. There's no escape, there we go. We are evil. Realistically, how does this dude run? He's got to be top heavy with that head.
Magic, clearly.
See? All right, so they got the blue and the I mean, he's got the white on though, but he should be Zio. So he should be wearing red. That's a curious choice.
Oh, dear God.
Now, if you think Red Ranger, you think Jason, right?
Yes.
What do you think about Rocky?
Like, what do I associate with him?
Like, what do you think about him in general? Like, I always thought that Rocky was, like, pretty cool, but at the same time, the idea that they had to switch it to look at this butt shot that they got going on. Like, to me, Kat does not compare to Kim.
Like I kind of said, I really only just appreciate the first set of them. I never really, like, grew any attachment to any of the generations after, so I can't really say that I have extreme thoughts on one or the other. Wow, what a bump.
Oh, wait. Oh, this is the whole thing with the back injury. That's right.
Hold on. Whoa. Stop. I know it's 2 a.m. and we're sleeping. Hey, did that motherfucker spinning heel kick himself over the ropes?
Yep.
And take a full back bump on the concrete that we're supposed
to... This kid's like, oh no, I'm wearing blue because I'm going to be the Blue Ranger.
That kid's going to go find Rocky in the hospital and he's going to go, yeah.
No holds barred reference for anybody that's confused. There's like a Blue Ranger curse, kind of, now that I'm thinking about it. Like, they, when they switch over to Zio, Billy,
Dr. Evil? What's happening?
Yeah, Billy stops being the Blue Ranger and he gives that Blue Ranger power to Rocky. Then Rocky has to go under like a back injury thing and all. Now, I wish that I was watching this back in the day for one obvious reason. Well, two obvious reasons.
Yeah, that is a good-looking woman.
That's a step up from Rita Repulsa, right? They're related.
Hey, you don't need to explain it.
This movie is very horny. That shot, the one of Kat's ass on the bus.
It's the mid-90s. They were, everything was getting horny at that point.
Everything was getting, like, people just woke up and went, oh.
You know what I mean.
Ah, they're keeping that, the whole headache thing that Rita used to do.
She looks really good. I'm sorry. Like,
no, she's hot. Is this dude just pulling off his hands? And now they got her stroking that. Like, they know what they're doing.
Do they, or are we too? Are we too horny for a Power Rangers movie?
I mean, they put her out there. Like, what do you... He just crushed the mom.
Oh dear.
Slow motion shot? Why is it slow motion?
What was the point of that? Oh no.
Can't he just, like, teleport again? I mean, he looks like a lion. Maybe the lion's like, oh, you want away? Alpha. Dude, you're looking for a robot, not a lion.
Well, it could be the alpha of the jungle.
Realistically, it's not a bad idea that they could have done like a movie to transition between different types of shows to go from like Zio to Turbo. They should have done that more often, probably. Where did you think he was going to pop up? Zordon's in the tube all the time. The doctor comes in. No more spinning heel kicks. Why do you gotta hide? The dialogue on these things is always so bad.
They act like they've never been in front of
humans.
Yeah.
I'm curious if this Justin kid was a part of the show beforehand, or if they're just introducing him in this already, because they're supposed to, like, they're already like, oh man, that Justin kid. Talk about a fucking haircut, though. Cat looks pretty good, though.
So I'm gonna say this, and I hope you understand what I mean when I say this, but a focus on homelessness. Doesn't that feel like a very 90s move? Like, that was like a thing that they were all trying to combat at the time.
You mean like charity works and stuff?
Yeah. Like how, you know, you don't see anti-smoking. They're just, it's just like not a thing you see. Mm-hmm. Like you don't see Got Milk. I find that shit so interesting. Like how they all just go, yeah, these next 3 years, we're really going to push milk.
Yeah. See now, like short range locators in your power boxes. This is not something I have in the blueprint, so I might have to write a little note down that they've got power boxes and short range locators and stuff. I definitely don't have this Lara Goat, dude.
I think it's time you made him the star of your movie.
It's like movie number four, the power struggle between Jason and Tommy for leadership, and then it just suddenly turns into movie number five, this little wizard dude. And yes, by the way, that's film number four is the power struggle one. It's going to turn into 2001: A Space Odyssey. Yo, look at these backflips. They're better than Rocky.
Yeah, they're not breaking it back.
Right. La 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 la. This wizard goes over to Earth and he immediately gets into some monkey business. I don't like the submarine as much as I like the Moon Kingdom Palace. And none of these guys are as cool as Goldar. This is like almost the Lord Zedd theme, like a royalty-free version of it, almost.
I wonder what the budget was. I could easily Google it. I just
haven't. What's that?
I said, I wonder what the budget was for this.
It can't be that much. I assume it's definitely less than the first Power Rangers movie. Are we going to get Bulk and Skull in this? Nice. Bulk and Skull were pretty great. The International Dance-a-thon. There's always these like competitions and stuff. Angel Grove is like popping when it comes to competitions. What's your go-to condiments on a hot dog?
Ketchup. Like mustard. Like very basic.
See, I'm not a ketchup or mustard guy on anything, but you give me a regular hot dog and you give me a like melted cheese. Fuck that up.
Melted cheese goes good on anything.
Practically anything, yeah.
And for the record, I am also not much of a condiment guy, but since you asked, I felt the need to answer. And if I was going to get condiments on a hot dog, it'd be the ketchup and mustard.
It's been a while since I've had a good chili cheese dog.
You live in New York. There's a hot dog cart probably 2 feet from you. Not right now because it's 2 a.m., but when it's a decent hour, that's like right there.
Yeah, but they don't have chili cheese dogs.
Well, use your voice. What a dumbass. That star is moving.
I don't think that Bulk and Skull are going to be the two beings of purity and grace or whatever she had said. Is that a mime in the background? God damn, now I have to add Norman's Bait Shop on here. Because yes, that's how the blueprint works. I see something like that and I go, I gotta reference Norman's Bait Shop at some point.
I mean, you got it. You got no, Batman in the dumbest way humanly possible. No.
And that's not the dumbest thing I have in any of my blueprints, by the way.
I'm sure it's not.
There's some pretty like eye-rolling type of things that I purposely put in just to make people go, you gotta be fucking kidding me. That's like barely any water.
Don't think about it.
It's smart, though. The whole, you drink from the other person's thing. That's pretty accurate, right?
Well, me, as the wilderness expert that I am, I can tell you, I have no fucking clue. You having an awakening? Oh.
Yeah. He's like, hey, I just realized you're pretty hot. Do you want to have a kid together? Call him JJ.
Is that also in the movie?
That's in the like the actual canon, is that they have a kid named JJ.
That's nice.
In my canon, it's not quite the same. I'll spoil it for anybody. He has a kid with Kim, and it's JD instead of JJ. And the JD,
Spider-Man.
The JD stands for Jason David, his two quote unquote brothers.
That's very cute.
Yep.
Spider-Man.
Is he a Ranger Pink? Is he a Ranger Pink? Dude, you're a Power Ranger. You can beat a snake. Not only are you a Power Ranger, you're the Power Ranger.
Well, he doesn't know that yet.
Like, the cat falls and she's like, I have to transform. And Tommy's like, I'll just leap. I don't need to use my powers. Wait, how did she transform back?
It's like a power up Mario. Once you hit the water, you're...
Cat's like, bum, 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 ba da 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 da. Oh no, my one weakness, drowning. Oh, she hurt her leg. God, they're just going to get all of them messed up, right? Rocky's got a bad back. She's got a leg issue. Adam's going to be like, man, I got a hangnail. I can't transform.
I was thinking something with the arm, but I wasn't thinking hangnail.
You're not going to show the leg?
No. Why would we waste extra resources on that?
I guess they are going to be using them as that.
That was really cheesy.
As cheesy as Power Rangers was, even in the original thing, that's what we're getting at before, where it's like, it did get cheesier and cheesier. Transform. Morph into your, super form.
They don't abuse that, Tony.
It's funny that the monkeys are just, like, leading him. Like, where are they leading him? Do you still need to use the tracker when you can see that? That is very clearly just like, oh, there you go. Now we can see the wound. I guess he's going to like magically heal her. So then why can't they get him to just magically heal Rocky's back?
Because it's not what the plot is.
He's going to be like, I have one of those heal powers in me. So That's how I feel looking up at the sun. Just like, whoa, man, this is goddamn great. Wasn't supposed to be funny, but it was.
Yeah, I got you.
They're just like, ah, thank you, monkeys. They're all like, oh, see you later, Tommy. Would you swipe right?
I don't know if I want to answer that.
I think that that's an answer. You know, when they're doing these submarine shots, it does kind of give me a little bit of a Star Wars vibe. Like, they're trying to go for these shots of, like, the Star Destroyers and all. I wonder if they were kind of like, let's try to make a Star Wars. They're loving this, like, slow motion effect with them.
Well, it's probably brand new and the only thing they can afford to do.
He's like, I know this bitch. I wonder what this actress did prior to this that they were that she sent as like her acting reel.
You think somebody would put this in their acting?
No, like to get this audition.
Oh, well, probably some headshots.
Yeah, there she is. It's so funny how like every boy my age all has the same, like, we all were like, I'm gonna grow up to marry Kimberly.
Yeah, then you've all got the same, like, Kimberly Kapowski.
Kelly Kapowski, yeah.
Kelly Kapowski.
Topanga from Boy Meets World.
Topanga is usually the one I go with.
Okay. And her name's Diva Talks too. That's like, it's so funny.
What?
He's like, ah, man.
I need that clipped.
Just what? The what? No. Why are they scuba diving together, though?
Because scuba duba.
I'll give them the credit for the effect on the teleporting. It's not all that bad for 1997.
It's actually pretty good.
When you look at like the way that they did the Larigot and some of the other effects in this, and it's like that's just, you know, jet skis. I always wonder in movies like this, though, like, did they have some kind of a partnership with a jet ski thing that they needed to get in there? Or did somebody just go, you know, it would be pretty badass if we had, like, maybe they come up on jet skis.
And it's really just because the guy wants to ride jet skis.
I don't like it.
I'm going to need some of these scenes clipped.
Adios.
What?
Arrivederci turkeys.
You say flim flam?
That's totally alien language, right?
Did he say flim flam? We can't go back. I want
to hear if he said before the arrivederci turkeys thing?
Yeah.
No, it was swim for them.
Oh, I thought he said fucking flim flam.
Not just flim flam. It's probably the most dangerous thing that they did in this entire movie, filming this scene. Why aren't they using their powers? See, this is one of the things that I get around in the blueprint stuff. There's reasons for things. That would be a scenario where they'd be like, yeah, let's just teleport to their ship. You mean to tell me you wouldn't swipe right?
I mean, you know I would. Honestly, like, I might, depending on the day, I might not waste my time, just assuming, like, yeah, she's never going to see you. She's got a bunch of people.
Yeah, you always have to swipe right. You miss 100% of the shots that you don't take, right?
I'm missing all the shots I tried to take anyway. Okay.
What's the fly joke for? I hope that this serves a purpose and it's not just like they thought that this would be funny.
It's 1987. I don't put it past them.
You mean you wouldn't take the opportunity to swipe right? I mean, we're going to get back to this conversation again after that, right?
You know, now that I see that, you ain't got to tell me twice.
we came back here to surprise everybody and help out with the shelter. That's why we were scuba diving into the area. You didn't fucking take a flight?
Well, part of scuba duba, don't you understand?
Mostly the duba part. So they didn't even really want them to transform into the Zeo Rangers in this, then. They just wanted to go straight into the turbo ones. That's interesting. No, Tanya, they're bitching. These cars are fucking great.
When merged together, that gets...
The urge to merge.
That gets your rocks off, right? You just hear that and you're just like, instant boner.
Desert Thunder, Wind Chaser, Dune Star. Red Lightning.
That being the voice of Daggett from Angry Beavers is really fucking in there right now.
The same person who does Daggett does Alpha?
It's definitely the same voice.
Huh.
Like, it's...
It's like, in, like, reality, Adam just goes, I want the pink one, or something, you know?
They fucking took a giant, Simon.
Yeah. Not my favorite costume designs, either. I like the Zeo ones, are pretty cool. But, of course, like, I'm privy to the OG, and but they all are the same, you know. That's one of the downsides to this one. I like how in the original, like, you could see the T-Rex in the Red Ranger's helmet, and even in the Zeo one, like, there's the differences between, like, the star shaped and, like, the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 point kind of shapes. These are just all exactly the same.
You think it's because they don't have to focus on them? They're focusing on the cars?
Maybe that's why. Actually, now that I'm looking at the poster, they're not 100% exactly the same. They're, like, slightly different on the top part.
Is it? It doesn't look awesome.
They're just in dune buggies. That's when I would end up sucking at that. I don't know how to drive manual.
Bunch of 6-year-olds around. I'm like, oh, my fucking turbo.
Yeah, they're in the car. They're like, I'm going to shift into turbo.
Are you not going to show the kid that it's obviously the kid?
Which is like, why is Zordon just like, you know, we need Power Rangers, so we're going to get teenagers with attitude. And then eventually, a few years later, he's like, these, like, seniors in high school are a little too old. Let's get this, like, 9-year-old to be a Power Ranger.
Sounds sus, Zordon, I tell you.
Right.
Oh, we wouldn't be around a 9-year-old, huh? Alright, I can't decide whether that thing is cute or just, you know.
It's not. I wonder if one of the reasons why they did this whole switch over into the car thing was because it would just be significantly easier to film. Just cheaper. Yeah,
that's what I was saying with the whole outfit thing.
But I mean, like, the Zords being like, it's just cars. We don't have to try to do some kind of giant, you know, this is like a big saber-toothed tiger or anything. Like, it's just a car. We just add a couple things to it and we're done.
It boils down to one thing. The cars are very toyetic.
That's true. I mean, cars are one of the most staple things that are out there for, especially you're trying to appeal to young boys more than young girls. And it, you know, realistically, that's the reason why they have this little boy as the Power Ranger too, is because they thought the thing that always ends up being a thing. It's always like, why don't we take a little kid and then we could put him in there, because then the kids can see themselves as that.
I will never understand that.
Like, I cannot with this fucking kid. I'll spoil another thing about the blueprint. This kid's not in it in a traditional sense. He is in it as an adult. Because I was like, yeah, I'm not doing this kid thing. Sorry.
I totally get it, because it's not the most entertaining thing I'm seeing on the screen.
Good use of the word toyetic, by the way.
Thank you.
It's not a word you hear every day.
You'd be surprised.
Is that a word you hear every day?
Not every day, but doing a lot of the action figure coverage, you do hear toyetic a lot.
It's a good series, the Toys That Made Us. Oh, it's One-Eyed Willie's treasure. All right, everybody eat one. So, do they just have a pirate ship to go along with their cars? I do not see the connection here.
Do you really need one?
You do in the blueprint, at least. And it's funny, they got like the typical rock kind of thing just for a pirate ship. Hope for the world. Hope for the World, by the way. Film number 8 of the Blueprint.
I like how you're just dropping those nuggets.
Hmm?
I like how you're just dropping the nuggets.
Yeah. Well, you know. Saying that film number 8 is Hope for the World doesn't expose the big twists that happen in there. Power Puke's not a part of the blueprint. Although I do have a character throw up at some point, so yeah. Maybe he'll be power puking. Here we go with the slow motion again. I wonder if this is like her version of like the putties, like if those are gonna pop out and the pods have like the little mooks that they can fight. Hey, how are you adjusting to being a Power Ranger already? This haircut, man. This kid got a crash course in everything. He's just like, yeah, I know everything, by the way. I'm all caught up to speed. Exposition City. When he finds that missing spirit in him and he opens up his dojo, we could be a family again. I'm glad that I completely abandoned and he doesn't care whatsoever where I am right now. It's funny that they went in this direction too, not realizing that there's like a track record of like almost no positive examples of them incorporating a little kid into something and it working. The whole like Cousin Oliver syndrome, you know? It's decent design. Wonder how many points that counts for if you hit the bell.
Considering the bell rang 3 times, at least 3,000.
What was that move?
Cinema.
You totally missed Tommy. Yeah, the first Power Rangers movie is definitely better than this one.
Oh yeah, this is straight to. I don't know if it's straight to DVD, but that's not the case. Anyway, what I'm trying to say is this is pretty lame.
But look at her. He's like, man, I wish I was still a Power Ranger, though. I mean, 100 feet? I don't know.
Question anything.
I couldn't do that. Man, wearing this costume, the dude on the right, that's gotta be killer on your neck and back.
I think they actively like sought out the worst, like most baseline actors that have like no range of motion.
Yeah,
Jason David Frank to tie it in.
I mean, they weren't hiring Daniel Day-Lewis for these parts, you know.
And they never did. Like, it became like a part of the whole experience. God damn, she's hot.
They went with somebody who they could get cheap, who could do the martial arts stuff more than anything.
Outside of KDF, did any of them do anything? Ever?
Well, Amy Jo Johnson was in a couple TV shows. She was in Felicity, apparently. And she was in some cop show a few years back. I don't remember which, because they all kind of blend in together and I don't watch any of them.
Do they really have to be like, I'm the Pink Ranger, so... I'm wearing pink. Like, do you really?
Mm-hmm. See, that I factor into my blueprint
it's
as
an easy calling card, and I understand it.
Yeah, it's a way for kids to always recognize who. So, the way that I do it in that, I have it be that they are. It's kind of like whoever, like their favorite color, essentially. And that's the reason why they are attuned to that color, because they were like destined for that one. Which in and of itself ends up being a recurring joke from Billy in my blueprint, is the idea that he wants to know people's favorite colors and Tommy doesn't have one at first. It's good chat.
This is a weird pant drag. Like,
it is kind of strange that they decided, they're like, well, we want another Rita Repulsa, but can we make her like real hot? Because it's not even like she's just attractive. Like, they've got her full on cleavage going on. They knew what they were doing with that.
Ah, the 90s.
This is for, you know, they do the whole, like, the cars are for the toy sales. The color coding, everything is for the kids to understand. Diva Tox is for the parents.
Yeah, get the purple.
Something I wish Kim would have said Right. Get the pipe. You think any of the PAs were like, hey, so in this scene, you're wearing a white shirt.
No. I keep thinking Dr. Evil.
It's very Dr. Evil like, yeah.
That guy's saying, oh, we're sinking, gotta go. Fuck.
Here's where Donkey Kong pops up and starts chucking these barrels. This little dipshit. This is why you shouldn't be a Power Ranger. Move the barrel. Oh, see, that's real. This is really bad CGI.
Shut up. That is cinema.
So are Bulk and Skull just like drowning right now?
Well, if it wasn't a kid's show.
Okay, at least they're going to address it.
Yeah, they weren't going to like leave him. Drowning in a fire is one of my biggest fears. How about you?
Yeah, it's really high up there as far as the least preferential ways to die. Because you got to be panicking like crazy. And you just feel trapped and you're like struggling and there's nothing you can do.
Yeah, those two are my biggest.
Any of those kind of things, though. I mean, when you see like those stories of people that are like trapped in the wilderness, or they're like,
oh, like they're stuck in a cave or something.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Like those stupid people that are like, let me try to get into this like small crack in the cave, and then they get trapped inside there, and then they're just quite literally trapped between rocks.
You really need that fake moment of manufactured tension.
Yeah. I mean, it's not as bad as the kid dropping the key.
Uh-oh, we're sinking, gotta go. I'd be kind of open to watching the new thing. The 30 years thing.
It wasn't bad. The Once and Always special from Netflix?
Yeah.
All things the considered, it wasn't bad.
The thing that I've really, like, dived into. Dove? It's late. The only Power Rangers thing I've really enjoyed is the audio drama. I don't know if I've sent it to you.
If it's the one I'm thinking of, I listened to the first like episode or two. That's where it's really like they're from like different states.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So I did listen to the first like episode and a half or two episodes or something.
That's really good.
Land Ahoy, really? Oh, it's even worse. Come on. Somebody throw this kid overboard.
I did a Paul Birchall article tonight, and I got to do things like say, if Paul Birchall stays in the NWA, is it NWA power? SparkerMoment.com, but sometimes you just gotta do it. Not as bad as that kid, because he's not a good actor, but like, sometimes you just gotta do it.
If there's an opportunity to make a terrible pun, you try to take it. That should be the rule of thumb. Why is Jason dressed up as a Jedi? Look at that.
Well, we started with the Star Wars stuff.
Maybe that is what they like. Maybe they were trying to go for a Jedi look. I mean, he's got like, obviously he's got the handcuffs. Hey, Rita. They were always so cheesy with things like that. You fucking don't.
Why are you laughing? Like, you're in a terrible situation.
My lord said is never funny in my blueprint, by the way, for anybody who's wondering. He is a cold-blooded bastard. That butt shot, too. They needed to do that.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
This island tribe is like, yo, that ass. Why are they talking like the, we're going to pump you up guys from Saturday Night Live?
Because that's what they wanted. Oh, he made you shoot me timbers.
Darcy blows. But enough about Tanya.
Jesus Christ. What do you think they're using there?
Like, for like the little device? Communicators?
Yeah.
One of my favorite little bits of trivia out there is, do you remember in The Phantom Menace, Qui-Gon has like a little communicator that he like talks to Obi-Wan with when he's in on Tatooine?
Yeah.
It's a chic women's razor.
I love little things like that.
They just like added a little metal piece on top of it and spray painted the whole thing.
This level of cultural appropriation would not be accepted today.
Not at all. I mean, maybe in Power Rangers. I don't know what they're doing these days. The whole, like, dumb savage thing. They're even saying like boogada boogada and stuff.
To an extent, it makes it so much worse that they're hamming it up.
About the like the island tribe thing?
Yeah, just in general.
Yeah. This kind of feels like there's like three or four scripts that they were like, maybe they, you know, we do a Power Rangers movie where they transport over to an island and there's like a pirate ship, and then there another person's like, what if we do like cars and that kind of thing? And another one's like, well, what if we have like a kid become a Power Ranger? And then they're like, just do them all. I hate this kid.
Yeah, why is he there? Why? I mean, what stupid baby face spinning heel kicks themselves over the ropes?
And you're supposed to think that they blew up? No, all my friends are dead.
I'm genuinely pleased at the lack of overacting here. So far, so good. You know, it's not like, no. Yeah.
Pop quiz from A Review to a Kill. Which Bond movie is there a submarine car?
Part of me says Thunderball.
Thunderball's a lot underwater, but it is not that one.
It's not Thunderball. That would make too much sense. I almost said, is it the Papa Shango one? Is it Live and Let Die?
Nope. You're not far off, though.
Is the name of the movie Live and Let Die?
The movie? Like that? The wrong hold answer?
On,
but
Hold on. No, what is the...
Live and Let Die is the movie, but that's not that one with the submarine car.
Is Live and Let Die the movie?
That's the name of the movie.
That's the name of the song. What's the name of the movie?
Live and Let Die.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
okay,
but sure. it's not that movie.
It's not that one. Is it the Octopussy?
Nope.
Hold on, no, I'm gonna.
Octopussy does have a submarine.
Yeah, I'm in and around it.
and lots of tank divisions.
Is it a Vito Kill?
Nope, not a Vito Kill.
For Your Eyes Only?
Nope.
Alright, I give up. What is it?
Spy Who Loved Me. Remember, that's the one about all the Atlantis and all.
Said, we all know my favorite part of For Your Eyes Only is the cold open.
Yeah. Spy Who Loved Me's got the Lotus Esprit car.
We can do a deal.
I'll give you a delicatessen. It's stainless steel.
Mr. Law.
That's a different favorite thing. Different film series that has lots of cheesiness and has gone on forever.
it's so good though.
Yeah.
Why are you just attacking them?
This dude has the magic to be able to do so many things, and he just sort of sits around and doesn't do anything for a long time. I was just going to say, she's going to say, "Here comes the bride" at some point, isn't she? I was just about to say that, and she fucking already got to it.
Well, it's so silly.
Guys, you're not dead.
Yeah.
And then they have to, like, age the kid up, too. To be like... I wonder if they used these actual shots for the TV show. Because they were like, oh, we already filmed it. They might as well, right?
I'd imagine so. So their visors are different.
Yeah, they do look slightly different. It's just not as transparent as the Mighty Morphin and the Zio. Kalima.
Cover your heart.
This is just my wife with the wedding planning when we had done steaming skulls. Perfect. Largo! Largo!
That's terrible.
Oh, they're supposed to have like 4-speed right now. You have cars. Use the cars.
They're taking the silent approach.
He's like, Tommy, over here. There's a hair and body parts that I'm not used to. Is this what puberty's like, Tommy? I wonder what other names that they were pishing around before they went and decided with Diva Talks.
Probably like, how can we like tease the word bitch?
Yeah. They just have her in the script as originally just queen bitch. Like, we'll come back around to it later. Kalima, Kalima.
No, no.
No, that's a better movie. I see why you're not as big of a fan of this film, Guess 5.
Can you understand why, like, I didn't get into any real Power Rangers stuff that happened?
Yeah, other than the originals.
Yeah, like, what is it? And I like a lot of cheesy shit. Will you, though?
like a girl with a sense of humor. You don't seem to be getting the wheel there, buddy. How does she know it's a little kid?
Don't question these things.
Here's where Kat's like, do we need to save your ex, Tommy?
Yes.
Horrible effects. I wonder how many kids watching this were like, oh my God, they're going to kill them.
You never fell for stuff like that?
No, not really.
You seem like you were painfully logical for the majority of your lifetime.
Yeah. To my own detriment a lot of the time.
I do think the Power Rangers gear would make for like great wrestling gear.
Hot. Even hotter.
I noticed you didn't say the same thing.
I can very safely say I would not fuck Jason as much as I would fuck Kim.
Now you said as much. So you're telling me there's a chance.
A long enough timeline, stuck on an island, who knows?
Are you saying that push to your lips?
You're wearing pink.
Oh my god. Oh my god. I'm sweaty.
He's gotta want to hurt you, but every time that we fight, for the most part, I kick her ass, so. She probably had fun playing this part, though. That's probably why she did it. Why not? I wonder if that's his actual voice or if they were like, yeah, we got to get somebody to dub you right there. You sat there the whole time. You couldn't fucking help.
Bro, really?
They just, like, wait, and then they go, oh, yeah, we're magic. He's gonna hit him right in the crotch.
Man, really? Like...
Hey, Lever God, use the magic again. Yeah.
Oh, are you kidding me? I wonder parents everywhere are probably like, this is...
She's like, I'll get the Liarians. And Jason's like, I'll fuck off. I'm not going to do anything.
That's funny.
You dumb shit.
That felt inevitable.
Yeah, because fuck them. Why is he like again, you're just like, yeah, I guess we'll use our powers. We'll wait a little bit.
He looks like he's about to profess his love to her, like,
right. There are those Jason and Kimberly shippers. I'm not one of them. But I won't say who Jason ends up in my blueprint because it's a name that most people would not know who she is. Let's see how bad this Malagor looks like.
Oh, she didn't like that. Oh, she's not into this. That looks pretty good for 97.
All things considered. Everybody's got their own kinks.
Did she not know what she was getting into?
Right. They're like, oh, that's right. We have weapons.
What? You had those the whole time?
Right.
What the fuck?
Turbo hand blasters. They look like fucking hair dryers.
But they're hand blasters, damn it. You didn't know what you were getting into? Tony, this...
See, look, they got a romantic spark going on. So I'm assuming that this is going to grow, and then they're going to use the Zord. Oh, this fucking kid. Wait, so Tommy's got a sword, Kat's got a bow and arrow, just like the original Power Rangers. All three of the other ones have just like guns?
Blasters.
They couldn't think of any other better weapons for them? Oh, no, wait. What's Tanya got? They're not gun. That's not a gun thing. That's like little tasers?
No, they're still projectiles.
But they look so much faker even than the like the power bow used to look and all. How did the budget go down? You know?
It always goes down for the directed video movies.
I mean, even compared to the old TV show. Like, we're like 5 years past like that in the year. But before.
After the heyday kind of peaked.
I mean, Power Rangers definitely wasn't as.
So we're not willing to let go of the cash cow.
Yeah.
We're not willing to pump in as much cash.
That's a good point. They're like, well, we're guaranteed to make some money, so the less amount of money that we put into it, the more our revenue is going to be. Maybe the problem isn't that he needs to go on a diet. Maybe it's the giant metal thing he has on his head. Oh, this great special effect right there.
And did you see how they did that? How old do you think that clip actually is?
I mean, this is a movie that's not based off of, as far as I'm aware, it's not based off of any kind of Japanese footage.
I don't know, man. That one shot had me thinking.
But that could be like a stock image that they took and then they put that, like, superimposed it or something. Buy more of our toys. Especially of the little boy. Isn't that your new favorite character?
Just like you. Come on, kids, buy toys.
Go to the store. I mean, look at Power Rangers. I mean, not look at Power Rangers. Look at Pokemon. They literally advertise themselves. Gotta buy a lot of shit. Not the best looking Megazord either. Too blocky. Oh, now they switched it. It's still too blocky. I don't like it. And the number two just there on its crotch. Shut up, kid. You think at the end they're going to end up having Rocky in some kind of, oh, I'm glad that the power is in good hands.
You're still calling him babe? Like a lady. That is a monster.
The Zord stuff was always the, like, the weakest looking shots of everything. And you know, it's funny, like, when I was a kid, it never occurred to me, why are they, when they switch over to the Zord shots, why is it always, like, Japanese buildings in the background? I didn't think of it. I was just like, fuck yeah, they're gonna screw up Snizzard.
Yeah, I absolutely want to watch some Super Sentai.
You know what I've never seen that's like Super Sentai adjacent?
Spider-Man.
I've never seen a full episode of the Spider-Man Japanese show.
I knew you were going to say that. I'd watch all of that with you.
That might have to be a future series.
Like a full series with like a proper ending.
The Spider-Man thing?
Yeah.
I think it's funny that the theme song is all like, he's like a demon from hell and all this. Like, did you guys ever fucking read a Spider-Man comic?
No.
They're like, yeah, the Spider-Man.
They said fucking.
Everybody knows Spider-Man's a demon from hell and he's got a big robot. Run.
Run?
Yep, there you go. Oh, come on. I want my mommy. Weren't these things supposed to be like they die after a little bit of time underneath the sun? Should they be dead by now? They just accidentally smush them. We haven't quite figured out the mechanics of the sword yet, Crunch. Oh, that's right. There was a competition thing. Totally forgot about that. They gotta fight in this fucking Royal Rumble.
'90s too, because it's like they're not touching each other by a long shot. They're all just kind of Mortal Kombat-ing.
Right. Hey, there's
and
Ernie.
It also kind of looks like wrestling, and it also, you know.
Why are there three people fighting at the same time?
Because WMAC Masters. That's one I would do. I would do a series for that.
WMAC Masters?
Yeah.
It's so bad.
So bad.
I'm assuming that these guys are like the stunt doubles. Oh, Jason's filling in for Rocky. So Jason didn't even need to prepare. Meanwhile, Rocky's like,
what do you mean he saved the world? What kind of preparation he needs?
They're like, yeah, we just solved homelessness. It's so cheesy.
I love it.
The checks for $25,000?
They each get $5,000.
Oh, yeah, screw this kid. Don't raise him up. He didn't do anything.
But he's saved. It's like when they
like Turbo Tigers in the night. Why are they Turbo Tigers? They're cars. Oh my god, we get a freeze frame.
I love it. It's so bad. Look, this wasn't the
directed
worst thing
by David winning. We're like David losing. That's weird to have the credits like that. Directed by the one guy and then directed by whatever, not directed by the person and whatever. Wonder why they had it set up like that.
You know what's so interesting to me? This is 97, right?
97, yeah.
Isn't it interesting how decades, there's always that weird like crossover period? Because this isn't like back end of the 90s yet.
Right.
Where
like the Matrix like, and
it's like rap. This is like straight up like it might as well have been made in 94. Like they're still stuck in 94 mindset.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this feels very much more akin to 94, 95 than it does 98, 99. I mean, for the people that are into pro wrestling, for instance, 97, Stone Cold Steve Austin's becoming the guy. And it's like, that's the Attitude Era, you know? Which is also one of the reasons why, you know, a kid in my age, I'm 10 at this point, and I'm like over the Power Rangers.
So this released March 28, 1997. So this was probably filmed in 96. So, fun fact, this is released the week of Austin versus Bret in this match.
For Mania 13?
Yep.
Which is, like, at that time, one of the most brutal matches that WWF had ever had.
Wait, this, I've been calling this a direct-to-DVD movie. This came out in the theaters?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, I gotta tell you, I wasn't, what?
That's why I was like, man, like, the budget went down from the previous movie, because the other one, like, the original Power Rangers movie, was, like, such a phenomenon in theaters. Let me see where it ranks on a domestic box office. So, Turbo... Ooh, guess the number that it ranks for domestic box office for 1997.
What's the absolute max?
The absolute max of this list?
Yeah.
200.
188.
You're not too far off. 139. It grossed... $8,363,000. For context, guess how much the number one movie made.
Well, that's Titanic, isn't it?
No. Surprisingly not. Because Titanic had released, like, over the course of like in December of the year, so it's like it kind of more in 98.
I wouldn't have that. I don't know.
So, this 300. Power Rangers movie made $8.3 million. The number one for 1997 was Men in Black. $250 million.
I didn't say $300 million. Okay.
Oh, funny enough, Liar Liar was number three.
It's a great movie.
Funny movie and all. I wouldn't think number three.
It's 97. We're like... still knee deep in, like, Jim Carrey runs the world.
The top 10 for the year: Men in Black, Lost World, Jurassic Park, which I did not pay to see in theaters. I found a ticket that somebody had dropped, and then I was like, oh, is this for the movie that's, like, going to be playing soon? And they're like, yeah. I'm like, oh, shit.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
That is the most Tony story.
That I just found a ticket for Jurassic Park, and it was
like, I found this ticket on the floor. No, I'm not paying.
It was outside of a store, and we found two tickets, and then bought a third ticket for my mom and my sister and I to go. And it was like, it was just gonna start in like a half hour, so it was like perfect timing. Liar Liar is number three. Air Force One is number four. The release of A New Hope is number five. Then My Best Friend's Wedding, Titanic, Face Off, Batman and Robin, and George of the Jungle.
Batman and Robin, terrible movie.
Terrible movie. Future Fan Tracks, if anybody wants to
pick I'm begging you. I do this every year. Come on.
Well, that is Turbo, a Power Rangers movie.
I gotta be honest with you. The entire time I'm thinking, well, this fucking sucks. But it's a direct-to-DVD movie. What the fuck do you mean this came out in theaters?
Right.
That's crazy to me.
It does not age well. I'm sure it didn't age well even then. It's a little step up from the TV shows in some ways, but at the same time, it's not as good as the original Power Rangers movie. And that's got its flaws. I mean, it's not good. You know what I mean? But
when did Sub-Zero come out?
I want to say 98, but let's see. Batman Sub-Zero, 98. Look at that.
Do you think they weren't, like, were direct-to-DVD movies, or I'm sorry, direct-to-VHS movies, not popular? Like,
well, I mean, Aladdin, Return like, of Jafar was like 90, what would that have been, like 94, 95?
Yeah, like Disney was considering them, but even still, that's animated.
Yeah.
Was there not a market for like just release it on video? Because I can't see this movie being released in theaters. Which is not good. I'm sorry, guys.
Well, now he was saying that he wasn't a big fan of this movie. And now we know why.
Sure do.
Yeah, this is not something that would be like a crowning cornerstone of the Blueprint project. I will say I added a few little notes here and there, but I mean little notes in the sense of like Norman's Bait Shop is a note that I wrote down. And I wrote down a little bit more information about the Turbozords because I don't really know too much about them, but the Turbozords don't really factor into the Blueprint. It is a Mighty Morphin epic. It's more on the Mighty Morphin side, but nevertheless, it's good to check it out, and it's another movie to add to the appreciation of when we watch these fan tracks and they end up being really good.
See, I look at a movie like that. I'm not even kidding. I look at a movie like what we just watched, and I say, how dare you people say Batman Forever is a horrible movie?
Yeah.
Like, Batman Forever is, you know, Shawshank compared to what we just saw. I didn't like it.
it's not gonna get a high Letterboxd rating for me, that's for sure. But I appreciate you joining me for it. I appreciate you out there listening to this podcast. I appreciate Guest 5 for all of his support over all these years and all these different editions that we've had. And I will do something Power Rangers epic related down the line when I get an opportunity to do something like that. So, you know, stay tuned for whatever that might be. Maybe it's like another kind of general breakdown of something, or maybe I end up actually recording something about the prologue or something. I don't know. We'll have to see about that. But I'm always down for more Power Rangers content too, because Power Rangers is fun. And
you know, it's so weird. I don't want to keep this too long because it's 3:30 in the morning, but it's like Turtles. Right, Turtles, the live action movies have their shelf life. Like, you can see, oh, this is so 90s or whatever.
I still maintain the 1990, like the first one, and to a certain extent the second one, but mostly the first one, that fucking holds up. That is just a good movie, you know?
But like, that is still a popular IP, right? Like, it dips and stuff, but it like it's a popular enough IP still. I don't know anyone that talks about Power Rangers without the caveat of like, man, remember Mighty Morphin?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's so interesting to me. Everything else from that era holds up, whether it's like Mario games, the Sonic games, you know, kind of dip in quality. That's a bit more along the lines of Power Rangers. But Power Rangers, for a franchise that never dies, is also never thriving.
Yeah. It came on really, really hot for a few years, and it has never been able to recapture that. Until Hasbro hires me for the Blueprint.
To do it.
Telling you, everybody, absolute Power Rangers, Mighty Morphin Epic. You know what to do. Share that all over the place with that little hashtag, and you know, tweet at Hasbro and do what you gotta do to get them to be aware of this project, because it's
I'll be honest, share the Batman one first.
Share them both.
The Batman one gets you in the door. And they go, oh, he's good, we'll let him have Power Rangers. They're not gonna give you Power Rangers, like.
They should give me everything. They should give me Power Rangers, Spider-Man, Batman, Superman, Star Wars, James Bond, Ninja Turtles, X-Men.
Take it easy, James Gunn.
James Gunn should hire me to do this.
God Emperor Manga.
God Emperor Manga should be a thing. I'm just saying. First, I have to be Supreme Chancellor. Yeah, I got to be realistic here. Got to level up eventually. But anyway, that is it for Turbo, a Power Rangers movie for the Fan Tracks, everybody. Thank you again for listening. If you want to follow us all over the place, make sure you're following Fanboys Anonymous on Facebook and Twitter, going to the link tree that you can find as well over there on amangotree.com, where you can find links to the Fanboys Anonymous stuff, the letterbox that I mentioned previously, the Smart Out Moment stuff, and me on Facebook and Twitter and stuff at Tony Mango. You could also follow what Rob is up to. Not the link tree, but follow him on his stuff.
You can follow me everywhere at Dude Police. Check out Fightful and WrestleZone if you care about the pro wrestling side of things. DudePolice.com. It'll be a thing at some point.
Forever coming soon.
As we're recording this, I got a message like a few hours ago that said that they were going to, the person in charge of the project and the person actually doing the back-end work, we're going to meet in person tomorrow to hammer out some things.
Nice.
Let's see.
Hammer time.
It is hammer time.
Speaking of 90s, right? When did that song come out? That was definitely earlier than 97.
Like 91, 92?
Maybe even 1990? Let's see. That came out in 1990. Huh. Good song. All right. Well, we will see you later, everybody. Thank you again to Guest 5 as well. And thank you for checking this out. And we will see you in the next Fan Tracks review point. Or whatever it is we have on here. Adios for now, everybody. It's time for us to geek out.